Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pomp is at the Steelers media dinner in Dublin. What do you have in, Bob?
French martinis.
I knew it. I called it. Jason Magny said he's having a cocktail. I said, got to be a French martini.
I think you asked him more like, what food are you eating? When he answers French martini, it tells you how the night's going.
He's drinking dinner, I mean.
Why is it that I got texts from all these people all of a sudden? Saying, uh-oh, 93.7 The Fan, Boney and Mueller are busting your balls. I said, I don't know why. I haven't heard them.
It's PMT power.
So why is
power.
That, gentlemen?
We said, for the media dinner, we talked to Mackey about how the Guinness tastes so much better over there. And I asked innocently, is Pomp drinking a Guinness? And Pony, before even Jason could answer, goes, oh, come on, he's drinking red wine.
Yeah, I had you pegged for wine,
and then
Bob.
Jason said, no, he's not drinking wine. It's some sort of a mixed drink. And Pony, again, like the Kool-Aid man, goes, it's a French martini.
And I also said that you'd be walking around the streets of Dublin, people would recognize you, and you would come up with Irish sayings like top of the morning to you and whatnot.
You sucking diesel?
Yeah. So.
Yes, that's all happening.
But how what are you boys? Eating? We're good. What are you having for dinner then? Steak?
Steak, yeah. Yeah. That's always a go-to.
How is it over there?
Is it your first or second time
beautiful.
Over there?
First time here. But I'm telling you, this where the Steelers are staying is just a tremendous place. It's isolated. It's so far away. But it's if you want to think what Ireland is, this is what Ireland is. It's all alone. It's lush. It's... this place has a couple of golf courses on it here, Chris, now that you are now the low net winner of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association stable board system with a plus 38 score and 78.
Palmer,
so you would like it here.
Palmer, Mediate, Shipley, Mulsey. That's the Mount Rushmore of golf in Pittsburgh.
There you go. That's Chartreuse is no slouch. That's a par 70. You better do some scoring there. So you did.
Paul Alexander. Paul Alexander, who is quite the golfer himself, he claims, he's like, Mulsey, you won a major now. And I don't think he was kidding. He said you won a Western Pennsylvania major right there.
And for those of us who play in this level that we play, yes, you did. So congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Well done. What is your number one accomplishment in golf, Bob?
This is always going to be number one for me. My father and son won a father-son. My dad and I won a father-son championship at Beaver Lakes Country Club. So it was a 36-hole event, and we were up against 15 other fathers and sons, and we won. And I still have the trophy, and it used to be his, and since he passed away, I've taken it, and it's a very proud moment for me.
Bob, I think one of my favorite golf stories for you is you and Richie did something for KDTV where you played a road game against him at Edgewood when he was still a member there.
Oh, don't remind me. I lost money on this.
Before he jumped over to Longview. Yeah. And
I was insulted
strokes.
Heavily by your partner there.
You were getting strokes, and Pony was saying he was going to make a side bet saying he'd give you 10 or whatever.
I did say that.
And you beat Richie straight up, and I think that's one of the great performances in golf history. You went into a hostile environment and just took the fight right to him.
Right, and a hostile crowd. Andrew Filippone comes up with that spot on my Isaac. I can't be... Now, all of a sudden, I'm taking it from all angles here. So I said, I just played my game. And every now and then, you know how this works, Chris. It's there. Every now and then, it isn't either. On that day, it was. And I beat him by one shot, so I was very proud of that. And Rich is a good golfer.
Richie was like Greg Norman at the 96 Masters that day.
Well, really, Greg Norman at almost any major, right? Yeah, if Pomp had chipped in like Larry Mize in 88, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Bob, are you such a freak that you're keeping up on the Pirates game there right now? Like, is your phone app open? Ooh. Are you still following things?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing that. But on the way here last night when Skeens was pitching, I was very much involved with that. Yes.
Okay.
I love, by the way, Bob, that they actually, and I bet you Skeens was not going to have any of it, where they, this rumor that they were going to yank him after four scoreless if he got there to get 199. I love that he pitched two more innings and just shoved. And then I felt like, since I know we're going to talk Steelers, but I felt like you could not have had a more fitting end to his season than he goes six dominant shutout innings, strikes out
and
seven,
they don't give him a win,
and gets a no decision to finish 10-10. It is the ending to his season that they, as a franchise, I felt like deserved for the way that they haven't surrounded him with what he needs.
Total microcosm of the entire year, and that's what we saw with him. He was good enough to do it, and he should be a unanimous Cy Young winner. I'm sorry. If there's anyone
one
else
of those Baseball Writers of America guys are going to not vote for him just so he's not unanimous? You think there are going to be some shenanigans there?
But what would be the logic?
Just to do – well, that's the problem.
He didn't pitch in any big games or some stupid
take
like that.
Or just to say, like, somebody won't even give logic. They'll just say, I didn't vote for him because I didn't vote for him. Who would it be? Freddy Peralta would probably be their vote since Wheeler got hurt.
He's had a good year, but nothing like Skeens. And the fact that he's done it on this team, knowing what he has to deal with in terms of lack of offense, is spectacular. And I think the numbers bear that out. If you give him three runs a game, what that number is. And he averages not that much when he gets out there. So that's a tremendous season, man. To see that 1.97 ERA after 87 innings or so, that's pretty special.
Bob, true or false, now that you're over there, if the Steelers win on Sunday, this will go down as one of their most meaningful wins in playoff history, especially for the Rooney family.
In playoff history, you said?
No, including playoff history, I mean. Like, I feel like this might even outrank some playoff wins for them.
I mean, it'll be special, but I think, you know, it's one win out of the course of an entire season, and I think in the end, that's what you look at it as. It's for them, it's big, and this whole week should be, and this week should be celebrated for them, and the people come over here are certainly doing their share of celebration, I see. And that's fun. I mean, you get to do that. You get to go to all these great places. The pubs are fantastic. You guys have got to get here one day. You walk down some of these streets, and everyone's just friendly as can be, open arms, come in, sit down, have a pint, whatever you want. And they got Ryder Cups from 2023 playing today in the bar, and they were cheering as if it happened right now. I mean, it's just it's a good sports place to be in. So, yeah, for them, I think it's going to be very special. And,
man,
you know,
Bob,
back in 1997.
Go ahead, Bob. Finish that 97 story.
It's a story I always tell about Cowher when he talks about when they were here for that preseason game against the Bears and what they call the American Bowl. And I remember there was a dinner the night before where Pat Rooney, Dan's wife, had marveled at the crystal trophy that went to the winner of that preseason game. And upon hearing this, Bill Cowher had a reverse thought about how he should play that game because Pat really wanted that crystal trophy. So he played more starters longer and tried to win, and they did.
I think to get that trophy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, I think to that point, it's interesting you brought that up. Andrew and I were talking about how they might approach this game, knowing like how Mike might approach it, because I would imagine he doesn't look at the late Dan Rooney as necessarily his former boss, but as almost a family type of figure, an older family member, with the way that the Rooneys venerate coaches here. I think you might get a more aggressive Mike Tomlin who coaches it like it's a, hey, last game of the year, let's not leave anything out there, or you know, in the playbook, so to speak. I think he might come out guns a-blazing here to try to win this thing.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. I can sense that when we did a show with him this week. I think he's just, you know, moved by that. He knows what that all means to them, and specifically to Dan when he was the ambassador. He's very well schooled on the history and what it means. So yeah, I could see that happening. I think they desperately want to win this game as best they can, not just to get the 3-1, but to, you know, to complete what is a good week for the Rooney family and their history here.
Bob, what is your game prediction? Minnesota crushed Cincinnati. Minnesota has Brian Flores, if you haven't heard that by now. And they're getting former Pitt Biletnikoff winner Jordan Addison back for this game on Sunday. And also, Jason Mackey told us he was shocked by the number of Vikings fans he's seen in Dublin. He thinks the Steelers will have a crowd advantage, but not a huge one on Sunday. So who are you picking in this one?
Well, first of all, he's accurate with that. I've seen a lot of purple and gold next to the Steelers colors. So, but that, I don't think that's going to play a factor in that at all. I think Carson Wentz is to me the X factor here, one way or the other. He can be the guy who comes in and does things that J.J. McCarthy could not do in game 3 or 4 of his career if he were still playing. And if he does those things, and he has Addison, as you said, he's got Hockenson, he's got a lot of skilled players there, all of a sudden that could be a bad recipe for the Steelers. But if the Steelers get to him and he gets frazzled and he's had a history of throwing interceptions, big numbers, I think it'd go the other way. So I'm thinking that may be the way it goes. So I'm going to say the Steelers win this one 19-17.
I see Richie Walsh 49 seconds ago. Look what I found at one of the tasting bars at Jameson Distillery, and it just says Walsh engraved into the wood of the bar. And there have to be about 20 glasses of whiskey right there in the foreground. Oh.
But he doesn't like whiskey, so he wasn't drinking them.
Bob,
no, he doesn't like whiskey.
He doesn't.
You had a great line. You had a great line on the Extra Point show on Sunday. I think the person Richie was interviewing kept saying dog back to him, and you said Richie should have used dude back to him.
All right, dude, dog, dude.
Dude, dog.
It's priceless. All right, Bob, enjoy Ireland. We'll see you.
And thank you guys. Have a good night. I'm going to go back to my French martini entree and appetizer and dessert. They're all the same.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.